Lord, I pray even like right now, God, Lord, as we enter into time to God, Lord, that we gather together, God, to celebrate the birth of the King. Lord, that we remind ourselves it's all about you. Lord, will we find peace? The happiness that we experience is because of your birth. The joy that we have, the unity with one another, the desire to give, it's because of you. Lord, I thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we lay everything aside tonight, God, Lord. God, Lord, we just make this hallelujah about you, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on, hallelujah. We come to give you a gift, God. We come to worship you with a heart, God. It's none like you, Jesus. It's none like you, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, it is. Oh, Jesus. 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 Our hearts are open. Open up your heart tonight. Open up your heart to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God.
It's all about you, my
Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give him praise. Come on, amen. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, come on. Hallelujah. Come and be like a wise man and give gifts. Hallelujah. Worship and praise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not an innkeeper with the door shut. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. I'm a wise man opening my heart for a gift. Hallelujah. I don't want to say in my heart, there is no room for the King. Hallelujah. But I want to say, I want to come with a heart to say, hey, I come with a heart of worship. Hallelujah. To bless his name in his childish praise. Hallelujah. For my light has come. Hallelujah. My light has come. Arise and shine. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, bless somebody in Jesus' name. Give them a hug. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Woo! Way to roll, way to roll, way to roll. Amen. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Let these kids get ready to go. Run unto the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Amen. I could just worship tonight and sit down. I'll be honest with you. I just let them go. But I want to share something. I feel like I want to share this to kind of add to what I'm going to share next week. So whoever's there not here next week, they're going to miss what I had this week. And I think it's important. And there's a couple of things that I just want to share for a moment. And just to bring out about the story of the birth of Christ. We always hear it. And to get understanding out of it, all begins right here. We base our time upon the birth of Christ and the death of Christ. Amen? Our timeline. Where we start, where history begins and ends, and the different things, all based upon that. Amen? It's cultivated right in the midst of the cross. Everything. All our time. Our salvation, what we're here for, is based upon that cross. And what happened there. Amen? But tonight I want to share with you about that. And tonight the message, I got this first before, Randy, you ready? The presence of the King. All right? Now I want to share something because it opens up in Luke, Matthew, with this. And it's kind of funny because you always look at these and you wonder why they do this. Like, why they go through this whole history of different people. And sometimes you always skip over it. Most of us do. I do, because most of the time you can't pronounce the names. Unless you have a theology degree or a master's, you kind of can pronunciate them. But they're actually hard to pronounce. Amen? And it says, the book of this is in Matthew 1, in the book of generation of Jesus. This is the generation of Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you tonight. I want you to be lifted up with this word. The generation of Jesus. Now, I want to show you something. Just look. See that? That's my notes. So, there isn't much there, but I have a lot to say. So, and it's always dangerous when I don't have notes. So the book of generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. I'm not going to read through every one of these things, but let me give you the gist of it. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob. And you know a lot of these names, am I right? He says, and Jacob begot Judas. And as brethren of Judas, begot Phares and Zerah and Thamar, and begot Esrom. And begot means that he had this child. So it goes all through this line. It begins to declare who these people are. And then it comes all the way down to the end. And it says, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. And so all these are the generations. From Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from unto carrying away Babylon are 14 generations, and from carrying away Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. That's a lot of generations. I think 14 generations are 360 years or something like that, whatever. But that's a lot of years. A lot of generations. And I want you to get this because it's a lot of history. And I want to take my time with this because I want us to understand this. Because the reason why he put this was for you and me. People that don't feel like they have place. Sometimes you feel like it because of the things that surround you. Or the things you face in life. Kind of keep you away from being part of what God's doing. Or what God has in store. Because we sometimes look at those things. But I want you to see this, and he declares this for a reason. Because he's not afraid or ashamed to declare where he has come from. Where his line of heritage came from. And now, here's the thing about it. You always remember the good ones. But I want you to know that every one of these ones were some characters. Every one of these ones had some things in their lives that wasn't always that great. And I'm just going to give you the gist of it. Judah had relationship with a prostitute, which he pretended to be a prostitute, which was his daughter-in-law, actually. It's not always a good thing, right? Caused him a lot of headaches. Boaz, he warred against Israel. Rehoboam, he made gold calves to worship. Asa took the gold from the temple. He says, Uzziah, he got leprosy because of sin that was in his life. Hezekiah took the gold from the doors. He took the doorknobs. He was in a tough place. Manasseh broke down the altars of God. This is the history of Jesus. The lineage. Amon sacrificed to idols. Jacoa surrendered to Babylon. I want you to look at this. Rahab, you know, remember Rahab? Rahab was the mother of Boaz. And I want you just to realize that where this history came from. And I want you to recognize that this is what he says here. The next scripture, sometimes we miss this, but this is powerful because this is what it says. And it says, listen, I want you to hear this. You ready? This is in Matthew 1:18. And it says, now the birth of Christ was on this wise, which means in the midst of this circumstances, he was brought forth. I want you to know that I want you to think to yourself, what circumstances have you been through? Or what is some of your history? What are some of the things that you've been through? Because he's saying that Jesus came forth in the midst, in spite of this. Hallelujah. In spite of it. It didn't matter whether or not it happened or not. It wasn't perfection that it came through. No, no, no. Out of the midst of this, the King was born. I want you to know that I have some history. Come on, amen. Somebody reminded me the other day of it. He says, man, I remember you. That's always a, man, you hear that, you're like, how do you remember me? And they proceeded to tell me of my past. I said, well, thank God I'm a brand new man. What do you mean? Aren't you still Chris Kaufman? And I proceeded to tell him about who I am now. So I want you to recognize that even in spite of these circumstances, out of the midst of this situation, and not only that, but something began to happen with it. Here, it didn't get any better at this moment because he was going to be birthed to a woman that was a teenager. Come on. Out of the midst of it, she was going to be called a virgin. Amen. She didn't have a husband at this time. She was spouse to Joseph. Joseph wasn't sure what to do. He was standing in the midst of it. He says, what do I do? And then all of a sudden, God, he showed himself in the midst of an angel and revealed what he was to do and that he was to take this woman. Amen? I want you to recognize this. I want you to see this and understand that all this chaos that was happening was right in the midst of the birth of the King. See, I want us to get a grip of this. I want us to understand that we cannot look at the situations or our present circumstances or the situations that we're going through in our present now, but we got to realize when the King's present, it changes everything. See, even though that Mary and Joseph, they were going, and listen, all of a sudden they had to go because the King declared that they had to go back to the place of their birth. So they had to go back to Bethlehem, where they really didn't have any connections at that time. And they were about ready to have a baby, and they had to go at this time, at this moment. And they left where they were, the comforts of where they were. Everything seemed like it was upside down. Come on, have you ever moved before? Did you ever pack everything and you're trying to... This is 2,000 years ago. You didn't get a U-Haul. 1-800-PACK-UP or something. They didn't have that. They called 1-800-MULE or CAMEL. And I want you to see that out of all this chaos, I just want you to get this. Come on, out of all this mess, all of this, here they go and they come to a place where they're going to find a place where they have to birth this baby. And they're not invited in. The innkeeper said, there is no room for you. But I want you to know it didn't matter because the King was present within her. It didn't matter what happened. They were trusting God. They knew that God was going to bring it to pass no matter what. In spite of their situation, of the things that were happening, the chaos that was all around them, he's still God. The presence of the King was there. I just want you to understand how powerful for us to recognize the presence of the King. You all right? Out of these circumstances, Isaiah 40, verse 1. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness. Yes. Every valley, he says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. I want you to keep that in mind. Make everything straight, all those low things. I want you to know that, see, I want you to know, understand that for us to be aware of the presence of the King, to make those places, things that are low, things that are tragic, things out of the midst of those situations. See, I want you to realize that even in spite of where He was birthed or what happened or where you've come from or what your heritage is or what your last name is, it doesn't matter. Because when you receive the King, the presence of the King into your life, it changes the line of your lineage. It changes everything. See, it wasn't based upon where he came from and the other ones before him, but it was based upon that he was in the line of Jesus. They were in the line of Jesus from this moment on. David came from was out of the lineage of Jesus. Amen? Do you get that? Do you see that? Listen. And he says, so now the birth of Christ was in this wise, that it came forth even in the midst of this, and when a mother was espoused to Joseph. And we could see this in the midst of this whole thing. And now there was done that it might be fulfilled, spoken to the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. Joseph being raised from his sleep, the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took him unto his wife and knew her not. And she had brought forth her first son and they called his name Jesus. And I just want you to look, I want to jump over here because I want to share with you what it says in Luke. Are you okay? Listen, I want to give you this. In the midst of chaos, in the midst of situations, I want you to get, just grab hold of this. And it says, and there was the same countryside, this is in 2:8, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over the flock. When were they? By night. It was in the midst, it was by night. They were doing their business even though it was night, even though it was dark outside. I just want us to get this understanding that the King was coming. The King was about ready to make an appearance, to be birthed, to be sent to us for us to receive. And in the midst of these ones, that sometimes it seems hard that wherever you're at, but keep abiding where you're at, whether it's the night season or not, because we got to stand and hold on to the word that we have or we will have. And they were standing. They were staying in their place. They weren't running. And you know what happens when things get dark or when things get hard? What do? It seems like people run or they turn or they flee or they get disappointed and they give up and they surrender. But we got to recognize, hallelujah, the presence of the King. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. Say joy to the world. Which shall be to all people, for unto you is born out of... Listen, remember, this is coming from the circumstances that I just declared to you. From out of the midst of the lineage that he came from. A child is born, which will bring much joy. And it says, for unto thee is born this day, a city of David, a Savior. Say Savior. Which is Christ the Lord. Now, I just want us, just for a second, to get this and understand. Because he is born the Savior. He wasn't going to be the Savior, just going to be. He was the Savior. Hallelujah. This isn't something, this is, he came to save. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that nobody would perish, that he would be the Savior of the world. He was born Savior. I just want you to get this and understand that when we receive the King, you receive the Savior. Hallelujah. He was born Savior. So whatever you need saved in your life, you've got to recognize the presence of the King. When we're aware and understand that whatever situation you're in, that He's the Savior. Whatever you're facing, whatever you feel, whatever that thing is that you're going in the midst of, you have a Savior and His name is Jesus. Abide in the night because your Savior is here. See, I want you to know that the Savior was born tonight. The Son is born. He's born. You're abiding right here. It's dark, but I want you to know your Savior is here. Whew. Call upon His name. Let me go back here. All right, here we go. Pasting took a little bit too long, but that's all right. We'll deal with that later. See, if they quit playing, I'll stop singing. I'm just saying. Listen, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod, behold, there was a wise man. Say wise man. Underline that and say, not an idiot. I'm just letting you recognize, because a wise man is not an idiot. Just for you to familiarize, to understand that these were wise men. They were wise men. I want to be a part of the wise men. Seeking the right thing. Seeking the King. And listen, I want you to hear this. And it says, in those days here, he says, in Judah, he says, the days of Herod the king, say the king, behold, there was a wise man from the east to Jerusalem saying, where is he that is? I don't know if you've ever recognized this, but I want you to get it right here. Amen. Where is he that is? Somebody say it again. That is not going to be king. I want you to know that you could not declare peace on earth without recognizing, hallelujah, that we have a king now. You have king because you have peace because of the king in the kingdom. Amen. I want you to recognize and understand it's not something that he was going to do or something that he's going to receive. He was born king of kings. Hallelujah. He was born king. That baby in the manger. Hallelujah. In spite of his circumstance, in spite of the situation that he was in, even in the filth and the mire, in the dirt, amongst the dirty animals, he was born king. Man, that just shakes me up inside. I want you to know to be at peace because the king is present. He's not going to be king. You have the peace because you have a king. Paul declared, or John declared, the kingdom is at hand. You cannot have a kingdom without a king. It's not going to come. It is come. And Jesus is our King. That's good news. I'm excited to meet him. Hark the herald. And Herod, the king, had heard these things. And he was troubled. You know why he was troubled? Because they said, the king is born. I want you to recognize something and understand something. That sometimes even our own flesh gets upset. Sometimes we don't let him be king upon the throne. Sometimes, because why? We usurp his authority and we take over instead of living in the peace of his kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy. We live outside of that understanding. And we reign with our own kingdom and our own thinking and our own mindset with fears and doubts and different things that we occupy our space of our life that have no place in the kingdom of God. But yet we let them stay. And we're sometimes just like Herod, where we get upset or we get uncomfortable in a situation. Not because we don't want him to be king. Herod didn't want him to become king, and we don't want him to be. But sometimes we hold on to our space. But Jesus came to change everything. Whether you like it or not, he's king. Whether or not we like it or not, he is king. And he wants to be king of kings. And he says, we've seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. We've seen his star. I want you to know that this wasn't a passing star. This wasn't a fallen star. But this was a star, hallelujah. It was a sign that the king has come. The king was there. He was present. I just want you to recognize that God is always showing us signs that he's king. Whether or not we see them and we're wise, like those wise men, just to stop to recognize your king. In the midst of our worship, when we sing the songs that in the midst of chaos, or the things of the mountains crumble, you do not crumble. Those are signs for us to be awakened in our spirit to say, yeah. When we sing, it's all about you, Jesus. It awakens us and reminds us that He's King. It reminds us that He gives us signs. Amen? Every single year we celebrate and we come and have Christmas and reminds us. And whether people like it or not, they get offended because you don't. They want you to say Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holidays or whatever. That's going to offend somebody someday too. But that's okay. That's okay. Because you can't take Him away. Because every time I look around right here, I see Christ, the King, in every one of you. The King has come. Come on, amen. I see the nature of God. I see the image and likeness of God right here, right here, right here in this place. It says, and when we gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded them where Christ should be born. He's looking. Where's he born? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem, Judea, for this is written by the prophets, in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah. Art thou least among them? He says, the least among them, the prince of Judah. For out of there shall come a governor that shall rule my people. That's in Micah 5:2. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently, what time the star appeared? When did this appear? What was the timeline? Come on, amen? Because he's trying to narrow it down because he wants to find out how old this kid is at this point in time. Because he's not a baby anymore. Sometimes we get the picture, and that's always nicer, kind of narrow it down. Here he is. They come into the manger. There he is. But it wasn't like, that's okay. I don't want to spoil anybody's. Keep the way it is. It doesn't offend me. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the child was. Hallelujah. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Man. Listen, and when they were come into the house, they weren't in the manger anymore. They were in a house. And they saw a young child. Not a baby. And Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped. And then it says, and they began to bring, and they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I just want you to get this and understand something. When we recognize the presence of the King, it does something within you. It does something within our hearts. It causes us to worship. It brings us a sense of awe-ness and awareness of who He is. And I want you to know, it'll bring out of you gifts that you never knew that you had. Come on, amen. I want you to know, when I recognize the King, that God put a heart of declaring who He is inside of me that I never knew I had, that I would stand someday and declare who He is in front of people. People that I didn't even care about, or people that I didn't want to have. I was always running, always separate, or didn't have that sense of, because I met the King and it changed everything. It'll bring out of you gifts that you never thought that you had. It'll bring out of you things that you never thought you were able to do on your own when you meet the King. When you surrender yourself and you see Him as King and Lord, it'll do something within you, bring out of you what you can't do on your own. It'll bring up hope within you and peace within you and joy. It said that they had exceedingly joy. They didn't even get in the house yet. They didn't even see the King, but their hearts were so prepared that when they walked in, gifts were flowing out of them every which way. Presenting it to Him. All that they had. That's what happens when you meet the King. That's what happens when you recognize His presence. Next. It says, in being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed and went to their own country. Say another way. I know you've heard us before, but listen, when you meet the King, you will not return the same way. Come on, amen. He does something to you that changes who you are. If you let Him change you, you will not return the same way. Come on, amen. It'll do something within you. It'll cause you to go a different direction. They came from the Orient. They might have been disoriented, but I want you to know, they went the right way after this. They knew that this child had more power than that man King, Herod. They didn't care about what he said. They cared about what they saw and what they felt with Jesus. He didn't say a word to them. I don't know how to. Maybe he said something. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. They'd seen the King. It's about who he is. Amen? He says, Herod the king heard these things, and he was troubled at all Jerusalem with them. Sometimes we just need to let him be king. Amen? I just wanted to add that in. One of my notes, I wanted to say something. Listen. So it says, and they heard the king, he says, and it says, and when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, rise and take your young child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Say, flee. And be there until I bring thee word. They immediately left where they were. They took that word. They took that king. They didn't leave without the king. Come on, amen. They didn't leave without, even in the midst of trouble, even in the midst of this discouragement, that they know that Herod was going to take out these children of the age of 2 and younger. But they weren't discouraged. They took the king. They didn't leave him behind. I want you to know that we can't leave the king behind. Amen? We can't leave him behind. But we got to recognize his presence daily. We got to realize and cause ourselves to be awakened that the king is with me. Amen? He's not going to be. He is with me. Amen? He is my savior. The word of God declares that the Lord is my shepherd. He's not going to be my shepherd. He's not was my shepherd. He is my shepherd. I love that. Come on. He is my shepherd. Amen? He is my shepherd. He wants you to know him as your shepherd today, right now. That's the difference. So don't leave him behind. They didn't leave him behind, but they took him. And it says, and when they went there, it says they went into Egypt. That means that they were in the world. That sometimes we're in the midst of the world, we're not of the world. And he says, in Ramah, he says, the voice heard, but Herod was dead, and behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them in him a dream. And he said, arise and take your child and mother and go to the land of Israel, and they are dead which sought to kill you. They sought to kill you, but they're dead. I want you to know that when you stay in the Word, say stay in the Word, and hold on to the King. Stand with your understanding that the King is present, that you will outlive your enemies. That thing that has haunted you, that thing that has caused you pain and hurt, you will outlive it if you stand in the Word and don't give up your place with the King. They outlived their enemy. Listen. It says, but Herod was dead. He says, and arose, and he took the young child and mother, and he came to the land. He says, but when he heard the Achilles did reign, he says, he did what the angel said. He says, that God warned him in a dream. He says, and he went into the parts of Galilee, and there he came and dwelt in the city. Listen, I just want you to understand something that I just get this really quick. I'm almost done, but they were fulfilling Scripture. I want my life to fulfill the Word of God. I want my life to fulfill what God has declared. I want my life to be the living Word. I want to walk out the Scripture to love your enemies. That's what I mean by that. Come on, amen? To forgive and to honor the Word of God, to walk in it, to fulfill the Scriptures. Letting Him be King of Kings. And they were walking in it. Come on, I just want you to see this. That they were walking and they were fulfilling the Scripture as they were going. Because they were called and a prophetic word came to them that they would be the ones that would go to Nazarene. Means Nazareth means worthless branch. Joseph was like, hang on, wait a minute. If we really want to come out of a town that means worthless branch? I don't know. Do I really want to come out of Newcastle? Doesn't matter where you come out of, as long as the King's with you. As long as the King is present. Doesn't matter what circumstance or situation. Come on, amen? Because you're coming out of it. One way or the other. And it says, and he came and he dwelt in the city of Nazareth, that might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. that you might fulfill, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet. He called to be in Nazarene, a Nazarene. Man. Dan, you can come up now. You come up. This is it. This is my last scripture. Can you look up Psalms 163:23 as I finish? That's it. Done. Psalms 163. What'd I say? Wait, no. I'm sorry. Give me a second, man. I'll give you that Wednesday. I'm not sure where it is. Yeah, it's not. It won't be able to, because I looked at it a different version. That's right. No big deal. Amen. Listen, let me finish this. It says, it came to pass, they dwelt in the land. They were fulfilling the scripture. They were fulfilling that word. And I just want you to, I want to end with this for you to recognize this, that out of these conditions, we have to recognize the presence of the King. That the King is with us. And the next verse that says, this is John. This is the next verse. This is right out of this thing. That we know that he was born a Savior. He was born King. And then in the next verse it says this. Matthew 3. And in those days John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This was the message. See, God wants us to recognize this, that He has a kingdom prepared for us, a lifestyle, that a king rules, and His name is Jesus. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Listen, I want you to know that every one of us, sometimes, somewhere, we have to repent the understanding that He's in charge, that He's King, that He's still on the throne, in spite of my situation, in spite of where I'm going through, or what I'm in the midst of, that He's King. He sits upon the throne. And I need to come back with my understanding and recognize and realize it's all about Him. And surrender my heart to that. So I just want you tonight, just to, as we sing that again, as we sing that, all it's about Him. Just stand with me. Just let this sink into your heart. Let this open your heart. And let us recognize that He is the King. Amen. That He is present. Amen. Say, He's present.
He's present.
He's present. And wherever the King is, come on, amen. He brings all that He has. All that He's, all that He is, who He is, His nature, His strength, the miracles, all is present with the King. He's present. So I just want our hearts to be there.
Song itself is not what you have provided. You think much deeper within, through the way things appear. He are looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart. Worship, it's all about.
Come, amen. And He comes every day. The sun arises to remind you, hallelujah, in spite of your situation, hallelujah. The sun's coming up tomorrow, amen. He's coming up tomorrow. And I want you to lift up your heads. Come on. Lift up your heads. Lift up your countenance. And let yourself arise and understand the King has come. Hallelujah. I have the King of Kings within my life. Come on. Amen. I surrender to Him. I surrender His power to His strength. Hallelujah. To who He is. And I recognize that He was born King and Savior. And He's present. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless somebody in Jesus' name. Don't forget, bring somebody next week. Come on, we're going to have all kinds of stuff. We're pushing it all together in one service, and we're going to have a good time. Amen? And come Wednesday night, because I'm going to share the part that I didn't share about this. And we have food downstairs. And you'll really, I think it'll blow your thinking.